Hi, it's Beer Talk with Skyboy TD.
That's right. So there's different types of beers. There's ales. Yes. There's pilsners. There's lagers. There's bitters. Right?
Yeah.
Right? There's English pale ales. There's there's IPAs. Indian pale ales. Right? So, and why do they call it? What's the difference between an English pale ale and an Indian pale ale?
Just the...
Curry?
No, the amount of hops.
Yeah.
Because again, why did they put more hops in it? Because
to make it to India.
Correct. It's a preservative.
Yep.
Wow. Beer Talk.
Hey, Dinkers and Slammers in.
And that was Beer Talk with Guys, Games, and Beer. Sometimes they touch us back. Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yay or something. Okay.
Today we're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart.
What is it, Rob? What's near and dear to your heart?
Waka, 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 waka.
I did almost say it, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say Pac-Man. Pac-Man was one of the first games that I fell in love with. I pumped more quarters into that damn game than anything. Space Invaders I loved, but Pac-Man became a passion. So today we're going to talk about the different versions of Pac-Man and which one is the best. Who are we going to start with? We're going to start with Larry? Now Larry's off camera, and Tyler, do something entertaining for the camera, will you?
While Larry's talking, yeah. Larry, you're first.
So Larry, best Pac-Man. Okay, you've had like days to think about this, Larry.
Oh, you know, I was trying to think of the best Pac-Man, and you know, I think the Pac-World series was really strong. It was a good platformer on its own, and it just really had the spirit of Pac-Man. I just really liked the Pac-World one. So
it's great on the PlayStation, isn't it?
It is. I played it on the PlayStation 2.
Like a man.
That's right. But, you know, I mean, there's a ton of them out there.
That's your favorite, right?
Well, you know, it depends what you mean by favorite. Yeah, it's probably my favorite, but it's not my favorite, like, okay, what's the best classic one of all times? Because I think Miss Pac-Man is the best classic one of all time.
No, it's okay if it's not your... It doesn't have to be the classic. It just has to be a licensed official Pac-Man, because there's a billion variations, Jellymon, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It just has to be one of the official ones.
Well, then I'll say Pac-World 2.
Oh, come on. You guys
know that's it. We already had this discussion about Pac-Man. We'll get into this in a little bit. We'll get into that one shortly.
I will say, of the classics, Miss Pac-Man is my favorite. Introducing the multiple mazes and the cutscenes was great. But the strangest one has got to be the Junior with the pinball.
Yeah, strange, but in all honesty, it plays pretty darned well.
If all elements are working, I don't know how many times I like said, oh, there's a Junior Pac-Man machine, walked up and the pinball part didn't work.
Yeah, that's true. Most of the time it didn't work. But when it did work,
there was no lights when it did work.
It was... You're right, it was a non-lighted table, actually.
Was wrong with it?
No, I don't think the table was
lighted. No, you couldn't see anything in it because it had that kind of encasement.
Yeah,
lights,
yeah.
Man.
Did it?
It's supposed to have lights, yeah.
Oh, well, most of the time, I guess it wasn't working, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Right, well, and then when you would drop to the pinball part, you just lost your guy. Because you couldn't actually play the pinball.
Yeah, the ball would just go down and you were done. The paddles didn't work or anything, yeah. All right, so, okay, well, I guess
anything else on that?
No.
All right, well, I guess I get to go next then. Okay, I'm gonna go back old school. Pac-Mania.
God damn you, motherfucker. I put that in the description. But anyway, all right, yeah, I agree.
But you didn't say you were going to take the top.
I said the best one is Pac-Mania UFs, didn't I?
No.
I said something like that, though. I did say the best one is...
Correct answer.
No, the correct answer is Pac-Mania. I called you out earlier in that. I probably shouldn't be saying that on the air. Sorry about that.
Do you know and read your descriptions?
But Pac-Mania was a isometric view of the Pac-Man board. They had great multiple boards on it. The Legoland was the best. The Lego level was absolutely...
Don't forget it added jump.
Yeah, that was another thing. You could jump over the ghosts in it, which was really a nice touch. It played extremely well. I love you too, Patrick. Yeah. So it played extremely well. Again, multiple levels.
Included in the... there's the newest like pack collection.
Yeah,
I believe Pac-Mania is included.
Yeah,
so if you're looking for it,
right. So if you're looking for it, find the newest pack collection and it's in there.
Almost every version of it that's been converted to home has been really good too. I love that we were totally off camera. Thank you.
No, I didn't want to be on camera. I told you I didn't want to be on camera tonight.
I've been
I am sick as a damn dog, and you put me on camera. Yeah, he's been wiping my nose all night long. All the snot coming off of there, so.
Here, let's get some.
Right, reach up there and get that out of there for me. Thank you.
That's low white to be snot.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's not the snot. Maybe that's the Coke. That's the Coke from earlier. So Pac-Mania is really, of all the Pac-Mania games, that's probably my favorite. I think.
Of all the Pac-Mania versions,
I'm sorry. Of all the Pac-Man games, yes, it was.
What are you saying?
Yes, it was. Of all the Pac-Man games, I think that one was the one that really got me the most into Pac-Man. Not that the original Pac-Man wasn't just a straight good 8-bit game, but that game played extremely well.
Pac-Mania was the best. Come on, it was.
It was. I agree. It was the best.
I have to go with Miss Pac-Man, only because when I was younger, we had the stand-up arcade game, so I used to play it a lot. But, not a huge Pac-Man fan in general.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I always liked... I know, I'm sorry.
How do you not like Pac-Man?
I mean,
like Pokemon over Pac-Man.
Well, that's easy. Pokemon is awesome, that's why. I don't know. I mean, I liked it fine. It just was never my favorite game. It was never my... No. It was just never my favorite game.
Okay. Take the mic, because I'm not going to keep passing around.
Well, for me, I played various Pac-Man games here and there, but the only one I actually played a lot was just the original Pac-Man. And I liked it. I mean, it was a great game.
On the Atari 2600, right?
No. However I could find it, wherever.
He's not a
Pac-Man would take it no matter what.
Any way you can get it.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I'm a dirty, dirty whore.
He will uncontrollably guzzle Pac-Man if he could.
Yeah. Well, Pac-Man really does the uncontrollable guzzling of the balls.
And or the shaft.
The shaft may be involved, yes. So, but yeah, just the original Pac-Man is what I like.
And I started playing this probably 2 years ago in an arcade, but it's Pac-Man Champion Edition DX. It is awesome because you can definitely do the classic style Pac-Man, but they also have very trippy, like, crazy... Yeah, no, it is really legitimately the freaky butt stuff version of Pac-Man. It's like, alright, we're going to...
He eats the balls with his butt?
Yeah, totally. But basically, they've got some very interesting modes where basically the map changes as you're playing it. You'll go up and down half of a map. You'll kind of eat the dots and ghosts. And then as you go through part of the map, the other half of it will change. And it goes back and forth, back and forth. You do it on a timer. It's a lot of fun. Basically, it's kind of a Pac-Man with a lot more kind of quick twitch reflexing, which I think is really cool.
Is that the one where you can like bump into other Pac-Mans and shoot them off the screen?
Yeah, there's multiplayer versions of it available in arcades. The PC one is single player, but the multiplayer ones in arcades are really fun too, because you can do like crazy power-ups where you like a Pac-Man that takes up like half the screen and then eats other Pac-Mans, and like there's some really cool stuff you can do. And then they have on the PC version on Steam that I purchased, they have like skins, so you can play like the skins for Pac-Man are like Rally X and Dig Dug, so they like replace all the textures, the background and everything with characters from those games. It's really cool, and you can change the music and everything. It's got a lot of fun functions, and like you can pretty much tweak it any way you want to play Pac-Man.
When I was in Vegas, they have an arcade in the basement of the Excalibur, and a championship Pac-Man is there with the
four different controllers and stuff. It's really designed for multiplayer.
Pac-Man is so fun. It really is.
Like, and the PC version is really good. I highly recommend you give it a try because, like, I mean, for Pac-Man, you get a lot of amusement out of it, for sure. Like, Pac-Man wasn't my classic game. I didn't, like, I love Galaga. I will play Galaga for hours on end. Pac-Man is not my thing, so.
Thank you.
But I did like that Championship Edition DX. It's really good.
More smash-ups, like Galaga, like a Pac-Man that comes in.
All right, Mike, you're Pac-Man.
There is a game like that on the iPad.
I'm Pac-Man.
I don't know, you know.
Talk into the mic, Mike.
I was talking to Tom, all right? Now I'm talking to you. Now I don't want to talk to
you. You have the mic.
But you're giving
the
show.
Yeah, but I'm being interrupted.
Screw a mic check.
That's for everybody else out there. Oh, Tom! For Pac-Man, I got to go with... Pac-Man World. It was like pretty much the adventure game of Pac-Man.
World?
Yeah, World. Yeah. And like the cool part was like if you wanted to unlock secrets, you actually had to like go out and then you'd actually have to play like levels like the original Pac-Man, like with the original map and like where ghosts follow you and stuff like that. And then you can unlock like different cheats or like codes digging stuff like that to get the game, like improve your game a little bit, or just be a dirty cheater, because that's what some people like to do. But I really thought it was interesting when I was just like playing it, and all of a sudden it was just like, oh cool, I found a secret level, and all of a sudden I'm playing original Pac-Man. I'm like, whoa, this is awesome.
Absolutely a great version.
Oh, it is. And not even that, but like the adventure part's pretty cool too. It was quite challenging in some parts.
And it felt like Pac-Man the whole way through, which later Pac-Man adventures weren't really like that.
Yeah.
That game felt like Pac-Man.
Yeah. If like Pac-Man had his own like own world too. That was like the coolest part to it too. Who's next?
Patrick,
what about Kels right behind you?
Oh, Pac-Man?
Kels.
We have silent Kelsey today. Patrick, you got a Pac-Man?
Well, the only real Pac-Man that I've played is on the Atari.
Oh my god, you played the Atari 2600 version of Pac-Man.
Yes.
Of all the versions in all the world, you played Atari 2600 Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Struggle is real.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
What's different about it?
It's really, really bad. When the Odyssey version is better than you, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And Pac-Man doesn't have like the.
He kind of like while he eats. Like,
and he flickers.
Yeah, and the screen flickers a lot, and his mouth like opens, and you eat like five instead of like with Pac-Man just like constantly eats like at least one while he moves.
There was also a pattern. My uncle and I tested this out. My uncle Jeff and I tested this out. We literally played a marathon throughout the night. We did. It must have been 10 hours of Pac-Man. There's a pattern you could do, and you would just make it through the maze every time. We just did it to see how bad we could beat on ourselves. And come to find out, we can do it pretty well. Man, when you're a teenager, you know.
Maybe there's a world record you can break.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure there's somebody more dedicated than me. I say that about most things. No, back then you didn't really have much in that, in the way of stuff. I'm sure there were a couple books out there, but, you know, it wasn't... This is right when it came out. We just kind of figured it out over time.
Wait, they actually made books on how to beat Pac-Man. Yeah.
There was no internet. I mean...
Pictures of, like, the pattern you should do to beat whatever game.
Game you were playing, yeah.
Oh, remember those? Oh, man.
Alright, Rob, what's the next
topic? Oh no, I'm gonna talk about the best version of Pac-Man ever, KC Munchkin. I'm just fucking with you. You took mine, so I decided. But on the Odyssey 2, if you wanted to play Pac-Man, I'll get back to it. Jesus, Larry, why do you always gotta interrupt? Why?
Go ahead, Larry.
Because all those books were written by Billy Mitchell.
That's true. And by the way, Billy Mitchell hates Larry Davis, just so you know. Ever since that whole your hot sauce is shit thing, he has not been the right.
I never said that.
Well, I don't know, he thinks you did.
It's just okay.
You were drunk when you said that. He was drunk when he said it, but he did. He said it, Billy Mitchell. He said it, and he meant it. All right, so KC Munchkin actually was shut down by Atari because they considered it a ripoff, which, by the way, these days would never fly because it's just a genre. Yeah, Pac-Man is a genre now. But back then, it was, you know, it was something original and unique. So, yeah, it was a really good game, though. KC Munchkin was very good, but it wasn't an official Pac-Man. But since you already took the best version of Pac-Man ever, it is. It's. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Hey, New.
Sorry, did I miss you? Did you talk about how great you love Pac-Land?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes Pac-Land.
No, Tom hates Pac-Land. I thought it was okay. It's on the hard side of hard. It's on the hard side of difficult, yeah.
Not just hard. I don't think the gameplay in it was all that good. I really think they...
Did you play it in the arcade or did you play it with a controller?
I played it with a controller.
That will break it.
Okay.
That breaks it. You need to have buttons.
You need to have buttons to play Pac-Land. And if you don't, if you're using a joystick, you can't really do the things that you need to do, which is hit one direction repeatedly.
Is it really going to change the whole experience, though?
Yeah, no, because I agree.
It's unplayable. You can't make it past the parts.
Yeah, and that was probably the case. Because most of the when Pac-Land came out, most of the time you were playing it on a directional joystick, not even a pad gamepad. You were playing it on a directional joystick with maybe two buttons. So I would say
yeah. I mean, playing with a joystick is like using a condom.
So at Midwest, we have to find a Pac-Land for you to play stand-up arcade
and see if the experience is any better.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've got it on the TurboGrafx. We could do something for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, anyway. Okay, so we've talked Pac-Man to death. And we will be back in a few minutes with our next segment, which I can't remember the name of. Oh, yeah, it's the new 3DS. Yay. New for you. Coming on Guys, Games, and Beer.
First the Pac-Man eats through a maze of dots. Then the Pac-Man heads for the corner spot. Then he eats his fill of a power pill. And then all those ghosts turn blue. Boo! And Pac-Man eats them all too.
Have you played Pac-Man? It's the new video computer game everyone's talking about. And naturally, it's from Atari.
Have you played Atari today?
And welcome back to Guys, Games, and Beer, the podcast that talks about guys.
And beer.
They're right. There's games and there's beer. A lot of beer, really. There's a lot of beer. The guys think we, you know, we're not real stiff on.
You know what? I think I've had enough of you talking about how you drink beer and all that, Mr. Gin Man.
So you think I should change it to Guys Gin? G-G-N-T? That'll be the spinoff show.
There you go.
How about
Guys Gin and Tonic?
Tonic.
Wait, why can't it be games, tonic, and alcohol?
GTA?
Yeah.
Then we get sued by Rockstar.
We're like the cover band of other podcasts. You know, we do other people's famous hits and, you know.
Poorly. We're like the crappy cover band.
No, we had the Dolphin Rape first.
Yeah, we did. We're like the Kings of Dolphin Rape. Yeah. I'm very proud of that. You know, that's one of our best. That's like early on. That was like one of our best listened to podcasts. Number one.
You had dolphin and rape in the same topic.
I had started.
That's right.
Also, we're like about dolphin intellect, and you guys twisted it.
I blame that on Matt because he's not here.
Yeah. We twist everything that you say, Larry.
Oh yeah.
We pretty much twist everything.
What is the next topic?
Okay, the next topic is dolphin rape. No, it's not. It's not dolphin rape. Not dolphin rape. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the 3DS. Look, there's big...
I'm trying to throw something out we can tag.
Foot fetish. Okay. We've been drinking for a while now. Okay, so we're going to talk about the 3DS. And the whole world of the 3DS. Is everybody in agreement that the 3DS is just kind of getting confusing now? You got the new 3DS. You got that little 3DS that's new too.
Only because I know spent way too much time. So we have the DS, the DS XI or XL, the 3D. Okay, so there's the DSi, the DSi, or there's the extra
large.
I don't even know. Yeah, no, too confusing.
See what I mean?
There are, I can tell you there are legitimately 13 models, though.
Yeah. Holy crap.
And that's not
to understand
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We're over with. We're just giving up on this. No.
Only like a decade that the DS has been around as a system, and like the 3DS has gotten a little easier because there's only the 3DS, the 3DS XL, the 2DS, and now the new 3DS. That's five just in the past like 5 years.
It's just kind of concerning to me because this is like the first thing that Nintendo like really said like, oh, we're gonna make a lot of money off this by just making kind of the same versions over and over again. So, I don't know. I feel, I love the 3DS and I love the DS, but I feel a little ripped off that that they keep making these things and they make you, they're like Apple. They keep making these things that you have to spend your money on. It's ridiculous.
No, I agree, and that's exactly what they're doing. They don't need to introduce all these new versions. They're minor changes, minor variations on it. If they were doing like a major upgrade, I can understand. There have been some major upgrades. But lately, they've just been tweaking around the edges. And then, oh, you really should get this new version. And then they change. Yeah. So they are just doing this for money now.
This is the thing, though. Like, this one that.
There's a nub, man. A nub.
A second control stick, which is going to be awesome for games like Monster Hunter, which I've dumped 200 and some hours into. Yeah, and so I'm going to buy the new 3DS XL.
But the majority of the DS library isn't using that. And I mean, you'll have a few games that use it, and yeah, if there's a few hardcore games that you want it for, yeah, it's worth it. But otherwise, 90% of what you play on it won't use that second stick.
I wouldn't say 90. I would say closer to like 70.
Okay, that's 70%.
There's still a lot of money for 70% of games.
Isn't there some processor improvement there?
Yes, there are going to be games that
Dear
are.
God, I would hope so.
Yeah, but basically, I'm gonna have to put it this way. Like, I bought a 3DS XL. I love it. It's dear to me. I play a lot of games on it. But legitimately, 90% of the time I play is Monster Hunter. So I'm going to buy it anyway. Yay!
You know what?
You need that second stick when you play Monster Hunter. I'm sorry. You really do. Camera angles are a pain in the ass in that game.
Yeah, but it's, for most people, probably fine to stick with an X. And the great part is, the new 3DS XL comes out. Guess what happens to the old ones? They drop in price.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
You know, get one cheap. Because the 3DS and the 3DS XL are great systems. They really are.
Yeah, no, I would agree with Travis. I mean, I love my 3DS. I play it all the time.
So it's a win-win. I mean, yeah. Hey, you know, if you don't want to buy one, you're sick of that new models are coming out. Hey, the old ones are going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
I don't say anything wrong with that.
And they're still going to make money off of it either way, if you think about it.
Yeah.
There's
downside. I don't want Nintendo to make any money.
Not right now. I'm pissed off at them, but that's just because of their YouTube policy. By the way, here's a public service announcement for you other YouTubers, okay?
Yeah, I thought we weren't covering Nintendo anymore because of their YouTube policy.
Nintendo is Nintendo. All right, here's the thing, folks. Don't sign a contract with Nintendo. If you are a reviewer, you have a right to play that game and show it as a reviewer. There's actually an exemption in copyright law for that. Do not sign a contract with Nintendo because you could lose that right. It could be in their contract. I'm not saying it is. I have not read the contract. But they could put in a clause that basically closes you out after you have lost your contract, and that's a serious problem. They do it in jobs. And you don't need it. Don't do it. Unless you're some Nintendo fanboy, which, I mean, we all are, but... I like Nintendo, but I don't like the way that they treat people. And by the way, there's plenty of companies, even Microsoft, has a very liberal usage policy. They don't care if you use their footage as long as you go ahead and...
Credit
them for their game, and that's fair.
That is fair.
Even Ubisoft has a liberal policy.
A liberal
policy. They lube you up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate Ubisoft for making all kinds of games I like,
and then making them suck with that Uplay crap.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Part of the rule is that you have to show Uplay. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that is bullshit. I bought Far Cry 4. Does not work. Because a game keeps on crashing because of goddamn fucking Uplay.
Really?
Yeah!
Oh.
Well, anytime you put something on top.
Yeah. I'm finally playing through Assassin's Creed.
I kind of like getting on top.
And I bought they're all on Steam. I bought Assassin's Creed 2, and then I launch it. Then I have to launch Uplay, make an account on Uplay, and then it launches through Steam after I log into Uplay.
No, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Pastor would be nice, wouldn't it?
Stupid.
Yeah, you just can't log on Steam and use it. No, it goes Tyler is log mad. On Steam, you play it, then you have to
Angry
log
Tyler.
Play, oh, he mad. And then you go through it, and then you actually can play the game through Uplay while you're still logged on Steam.
Yeah. Okay, we were
which is a crock of crap. We just bitched about Nintendo, but
alright then, let's wrap this episode up. We're good to go.
So we've gone completely off topic. But wow, why? Why do I do that?
I don't know.
Because we've gone completely off topic. We've gone completely off topic on this.
So he doesn't
okay.
really care.
So who else has anything to say about the 3DS?
I mean, the thing is they're going to be pretty new and...
they are going to be pretty new. I really want the new Majora's Mask one. The Majora's Mask one.
It's a limited edition one, yeah.
Yeah.
Money, money, I'm not going to get it.
But you want it.
But I want
it. All right, so really, who's going to buy it?
I'm going to buy one. I'm serious.
So that being said, you can send Laura one to review. She'd be more than glad to review that for you.
But don't make her sign a contract.
Yeah.
I will sign a Nintendo policy for that.
She would sign the contract. They need to check with me in a few months when I buy Travis's old one.
And you're calling him at like 2 a.m. in the morning. God damn, this thing won't work.
So like, all right.
How did the DS get a virus?
I love Nintendo products. I like the 3DS, but it's like I've got to wait till I buy my new 3DS so I can actually transfer all my stuff from my old one to the new one. There's not like a cloud-based account where it stores all your data, which is a little annoying. I learned the very hard way because I upgraded from an 8 gigabit Wii U to a 32 gigabit one. I was like, okay, I have everything linked to my Nintendo account. That should be okay. Nope, you have to call them, wait 3 to 4 days, and then they'll reset it.
Wow.
Yeah, Nintendo's network really sucks. They need to work on it.
So, yeah, I got it. And like, the thing was just like,
I switched phone service faster than that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when you have to. And that's the thing is like they have a cloud account. You register with an email address. You create an ID. You think that's like a cloud based like hey like if I purchase something it's on that account
only for your credit card.
Yeah. So it was like now I have to wait till like the new 3DS comes out. I can get that one, transfer my stuff over, and then sell it. So it's like can't like you know sell somebody beforehand. Kind of make the cost less, which is kind of annoying. But you know, I
so
still like the
your
3DS.
Only choice.
All right, so I'm going to wrap this up by saying this has been the bitch about Nintendo.
Pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah, bitch about Nintendo segment.
Why are the games
but the fact is, we're all just going to buy them anyway.
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah. Just like Apple.
No.
Just like Apple.
Except Patrick. No, my next phone is not going to be an Apple phone, but just...
Wow.
My wife's $50 cell phone just is just so nice. It's just got some, you know, I don't even know. It's a Virgin Mobile one. And it's got a quad core. We're totally off topic now.
it's got that
quad core Snapdragon on it. And it's just nice. And all I use my phone for is, you know, basically texting you guys.
The Frank was trying like the Nintendo Android Extravaganza episode. There you go.
Right. It's
there you go.
This episode, like every other episode of Guys, Games, and Beer, has been a mess.
Second episode of the night.
Yeah. The second half really doesn't go real well. No, it won't. Because I'm desperate for content. All right, thanks for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Oh, man. Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Don't forget, we've got a lovely Twitter account. It's @GuysGamesBeer. No and, by the way. Visit us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GuysGamesAndBeer. Larry always does this at the end. Remember, there's free game giveaways both on Facebook and on our Twitter account all the freaking time. And Larry wants to tell you that we also have a Steam account. And that's a group. And it's really fun, too. Because at least you know if we're playing. I don't think we've given away anything. But I guess we'll give something away.
Seeing on Facebook that the game is available to the first one into the group. See?
Okay.
This is the
stuff
camera
time. That's it. Yeah. Time to say goodbye.
After Hours with Guys, Games, and Beer has ended. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Visit the Gutter Geeks at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Also on Twitter at guysgamesbeer. And visit us on our Steam group. Yeah, it's Guys Games and Beer too.
Waka, motherfucker. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, her sister was...
I put that at the beginning, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure it was written, but I think she'd just be taking advantage of. Like, she hasn't wanted to release it for this long, but now that her sister's...
An episode where I was, like, hitting Larry with it?
She's seen, like, this whole...
I was asking Larry something, and I was like...
So, Larry.